Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 104 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. The 2018 Australian Open starts next week, and as always, we'll kick off the year's first Grand Slam. Now, there are a lot of question marks in the women's draw heading into next week. There are notable players that will either not be playing due to injury or handling other matters, and still others who will be making their return from injury. Serena and Azarenka will not be in the field. Serena gave birth in September and understandably needs more time before she returns to competition full-time. Azarenka recently withdrew as she continues to deal with the custody matter pertaining to her son. We certainly wish them well and for a return to tour sooner than later. The fact is, the year's first Grand Slam is wide open once again, which should be no surprise. The women's champion can come from just about anywhere, from the group of young upstarts yet to win any big title, to the former prodigies who are now a little more established, to the seasoned champions looking to add the Australian Open to their list of achievements. Some of the favorites going in are names we are all familiar with, like Halep, Pliskova, Venus, Sharapova, Muguruza, Svitolina, to name a few. My pick to win the Australian Open is world number 3, Muguruza, if she is healthy. Muguruza, who has won her 2 career Grand Slam singles titles over the past couple of years, withdrew from the Sydney International Tournament this week due to a leg injury after advancing to the quarterfinals. This was the second straight tournament from which she was forced to retire due to injury. Hopefully, she'll be ready to go next week. I think for Muguruza, winning Wimbledon last year and capturing that second career singles major will go a long way to instilling that level of self-belief necessary for her to be that top-shelf player week in and week out for many years to come. World number 1 Simona Halep is riding a strong wave of momentum, winning last week in China. She's in good form and playing with a lot of confidence. But, you know, as I've talked about in previous podcasts, Halep, who is listed at 5'6", is a tremendous athlete, but gives up a lot in height, reach, and overall natural power to many players in the field. You know, consequently, she has to work a little harder for every point. Now, that takes its toll over the course of the 2 weeks and 7 matches required to win a Grand Slam. But I expect Halep to be in the Grand Slam conversation pretty much all year. She's come close a couple of times to winning that first major, most recently at last year's French Open, where she was up a set 3-love in the second with break points to go up 4-love. And yeah, she didn't get it done last year, but maybe this Australian Open will be her major breakthrough. I also expect world number 4, Svitolina, to be right there deep in the second week of the Australian Open. You know, Svitolina, who won 5 titles, including 3 premier events in 2017, has also gotten off to a good start this year, winning in Brisbane last week. To me, Svitolina and Halep are similar style players, even though Svitolina, listed at 5'9", is a few inches taller. They are both excellent athletes who have tremendous ground games and an exceptional ability to defend as well as transition from defense to offense. I think the key for Svitolina will be her serve, particularly her second serve. We'll see how that holds up down the stretch deep in the tournament. As for Karolina Pliskova, Venus, and Sharapova, look, they all have impressive firepower, but I think it will come down to how well they are able to move around the court. Pliskova and Venus are each 6'1", and Sharapova is 6'2". In the case of Venus, she's still going strong, but she is 37 years old. Now, I've talked about agility and mobility as a potential issue for these players in previous podcasts. Look, they can still cover the court pretty well. But it's the agility, the quick little adjustment steps that can be challenging for them, which ultimately can impact the quality and precision of their ball strike and ability to recover quickly to hit the next shot. Regarding Pliskova, after she reached the U.S. Open final in 2016, where she defeated both Venus and Serena along the way, I said back then that opponents would do their homework and make their adjustments when game planning to play against her moving forward. And we saw a bit of that last year. Several lower-ranked opponents were actually able to beat her by making her move around the court a little more to hit her shots. Pliskova did win 3 titles last year, but they were all in the first half, and none after the Wimbledon tune-up in Eastbourne. I expect Pliskova to go deep into the second week with a chance to win. And I feel the same regarding Venus and Sharapova. Although, regarding Sharapova, you know, she doesn't appear to have found her top form just yet, at least not consistently enough anyway, match in and match out. She was injured on and off after returning to the tour last April, so it was a little difficult to accurately gauge the level of her game and fitness throughout the year. Hopefully she's healthy and close to getting back to top form. For the young upstart power hitters, any one of them could go on a hot streak and ride it all the way to winning the championship. Reigning French Open champ Ostapenko could go deep into the second week, as could Madison Keys. And maybe this is the breakout year for 20-year-old Kazatkina. For the group of players in their mid to late 20s, you've always got to keep an eye on Coco Vandeweghe, whose game could catch fire at any moment. She reached the semifinals last year, and you know I expect her to do well again this year. And let's not forget world number 2, Wozniacki, who had a resurgence last year and nearly finished at number 1 at the end of last year. The 2018 Australian Open is going to crown a new women's singles champion in a couple of weeks. But strap in, because it's going to be one heck of a battle. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.